turning to Iraq, which warns that the increasing number of extremist insurgents in Syria could have severe consequences. Iraq's foreign minister says the increasing number of armed extremists in Syria is raising the chances of creation of an ungovernable emirate by the insurgents. Hoshir Zebari was making a speech at an annual security conference in Bahrain. Now, Iraq has been grappling with a rise in violence in recent months. That's largely been blamed on al-Qaeda militants, who are also playing an active role in Syria. Well, let's turn to Beirut, joined by political analyst Mr. Intifada Qanbar. Mr. Qanbar, thanks so much for being with us. Tell us the significance. Now, Mr. Zebari has made this comment. How likely is all of this to spill over, not only in Iraq, but in the region in general?
Unfortunately, it's already spilling over in Iraq and in Syria, and might as well in the rest of the region, God forbidden. And this emirate, which Mr. Zebari is making warnings about, is already existing. It's in fact, they are in charge or controlling about 300 to 400 kilometers of the border between Syria and Iraq. I might as well add some bad news. They are in charge and controlling the oil revenue in Syria, and dependent on huge amount of embezzlement and blackmail monies, illegal monies in Iraq, such as from Mosul and other cities which they have influence in. So this emirate is already existing as a de facto emirate, and also it has its own revenue that probably goes around from $5 to $10 million a day, which makes it even more dangerous and even does not need the support, financial support of other countries. And it requires a massive effort politically and militarily to be removed and exterminated.
You said it requires a massive effort to basically stop that movement. Do you think that we will see Western countries actually participating in trying to stop that type of militancy, when now they are even making comments that this extremist element now may pose a danger to Europe itself?
Was very true. I mean, the Washington Post and Wall Street Journal put out an article a couple of days ago saying about thousands of those extremists are back to Europe with exact numbers, a breakdown of those numbers to each of the countries in Europe, such as UK, Netherlands, and so forth. And that basically will pose a direct danger inside these countries. You're talking about 1,000 people who are ready to blow themselves in places around Europe. And again, this cancer on the border of Iraq and Syria cannot be removed by the help of the Western countries. It has to start from inside Syria and Iraq. And Iraq is, as you might as well know, Iraq is suffering political problems now. And unless these political problems are settled, and the situation and the government in Syria gains back its stability and strength, this group will, this small emirate or dangerous creation will continue to hurt the region and hurt Europe and beyond.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Intifada Qanbar, political analyst out of Beirut.